Come stop and take a trip down on my block, where you see hidden potential, young minds sharper than Ginsu, and ain't afraid to speak their mind if they got something against you. We standing with you, we tackle issues like civic pride. Hate will cease to exist, let's put our differences aside. From my side to your side, from Dutch Town to South Side, from Penrose to North Side, from Benton Park to Old North, to West End to West Side. We bless when we step out, we stand down, rise up, stand together, why?
This is Stitchcast Studio, produced by St. Louis Story Stitchers in St. Louis, Missouri.
In this week's episode, our Stitchcast has a conversation about the norms and stigmas faced in everyday society, in part one of this two-part conversation.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That be them Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers.
Hello, everybody under the sound of my voice. I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Stitchcast Studio. I'm your host, Brandon Lewis, and I'm accompanied by a few new members of our Stitchcast family. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, today we decided to tackle another heavy topic. Today we're going to talk about societal stigmas. We're going to talk about social stigmas, racial stigmas, stigmas within the family, within the household. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to get into it all. And so that being said, let's just dive right into it, y'all. What is a social norm that you find yourself fighting against?
For me being a mixed person, you're kind of in between of you're too white but also too black, pretty much.
Yeah, I heard Drake say that before.
Yeah, on the other side of it is like you're not black enough or you're not white enough type of thing. So it's just like you fall in this gray area of, you know, not fitting in to any certain group. And like, I'm not trying to fit into a certain group, but knowing that I'm from both sides, and it doesn't feel like I'm not getting that recognition, it kind of definitely bugs me, especially when I was younger, kind of finding myself in there's always that group of people, especially within the black side of the community, that says if you're dating outside your race, then, you know, you're frowned upon in a way. So hearing things like that, hearing those type of conversations, doesn't make me feel like I'm adding any value to my existence at all. You know, I've gotten to that point now where I just don't care. But growing up, it definitely disturbed me a little bit. And, you know, it just gave me some leeway to go on my own journey and figure out who I am and where do I fit in. And honestly, the more I figure that out, you know, I'm in my own lane. I'm in my own gray area. And I'm completely fine with that because, you know, I'm always going to be too black for the white people, but always too white for the black people. And you know what? I'm going to stay on my lane and do what I need to do and do what I got to do.
You know, you phrasing it that way kind of brings to mind the phrase hurt people, hurt people.
Yeah.
Because black people who are African-American specifically often find themselves in a place where they're not American enough for Americans and not African enough for Africans. Or with the way you said it, too American for Africans and too African for Americans or whatnot. And so even black people that aren't mixed find themselves in an in-between space. And so I wonder if they do that to you as a hurt people type situation, and where they're trying to do to somebody else what was done under them, or where else that might stem from.
I don't know. I think that separation, that way of separating people, kind of gives an illusion of power over one person. Because when they try to put me in that bubble, it's like they have power over me because they have the ability to identify me and put me in a certain identification, which I just never got that. You know, I'm not going to listen to that. I really could care less because nobody can tell me. But I don't know. I think it's just a power thing. But I think it's just an issue with like separation. We kind of want to continue to separate ourselves from other people. And that can kind of be a curse.
What about the rest of y'all? What stigmas do y'all find yourself fighting? Or what social norms, I'm sorry, do
going
you find
off yourself fighting? Of what said, but being black from the suburbs, it's like having or not having an accent. I sound white, but I'm black. So they'd be like, you sound like a white girl. I feel like that's taken out of hand because I just have etiquette. Like, I know how to speak properly. And people take that out of hand because I'm black, which I feel like goes into people trying to say that black people are unprofessional, which I don't think that should be normalized. So, yeah, I get confused when people say that.
That's real. That's real. I think that comes from the I don't know if stigma is the right word to say, but this notion that white is right. And some of it is racially based, but I think some of it is also based off the fact that white people are the majority. And so most people look at whatever white people do as the norm, quote unquote. I think that might have a little something to do with it. I'm not well versed in the origins of it. But I agree with you. I wish that we didn't I wish we didn't group, you know, stuff that was quote unquote ghetto or destructive just in with black people. Like, oh yeah, that's just black people stuff.
Yes. And then when I go, it's like once I get used to being in St. Louis, I've been here since I was little. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm from here, when I go back to Illinois, I sound too black or mm-hmm. too ratchet. It's just it's confusing.
Can I piggyback off that, real quick? When you speak in an intellectual as well, they definitely want to label that as white, and intelligence isn't a white thing. You know, if you can speak intelligently and fluently, you know, that's not white, but you're an intellectual, and that's not really based on a certain color. So that was another thing that I kind of struggled with too, because especially now I have a way of, you know, expressing myself in a way that's intelligent. You know, I don't like to be dumb. I like to, you know, get my point across, make sure people understand me, but at the same time be able to speak in ways that, you know, it's not dumb or it's not average. You know, I like to express myself in a certain eccentric way. And for people that look like me or are darker than me, I think we're bringing about a huge hindrance to their value and their quality of life, because we're making them feel dumb or unvalued for mm-hmm. being an intellectual and being able to express that. And we should cater to that more. We should allow mm-hmm. that more, rather than, you know, point fingers and make fun of them just because they sound this certain way.
Agree. Yeah. Agree. Did y'all want to touch on that?
I agree. It's not a black or white thing. It's intellectual. And a lot of people who don't have as much vocabulary or education, they feel inadequate, and they feel like anybody who oversteps that or use big words think they're better, when in actuality they just don't know as much because they don't spend time reading or engaging in more intellectual activities and things like that.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's that time again. Time for another StitchCast Studio Arts Interlude. That's right, let's pick the city up. This week, we have a Story Stitch's original song entitled Do You.
Just wait on it. Got my mind on my goals, head straight on it. And my dreams and my plans can be late on it. If I wait for a minute, if I blink just a second, just might miss a bless. Cause I'm striving for the future. My mind on my goals, no, I can't be a loser. Tell me what you really heard if you got ears. I'll tell you what you really heard over these years. Tell me what I see in this. I worked so hard, no weakness. I'll be back if you wait. I promise I will never be too late. Like, come in action, shine on us. Rap is my passion, tour on the bus. Sorry if you can't, but career is a must. Career, baby, wait on us.
Be yourself, be yourself. All you gotta do is be yourself. I ain't tryna be like you or nobody else. But man, all you gotta do is be yourself.
Do you, so do you.
Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
do you,
so do you.
Do you,
so do you. Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
do you,
so do you.
It's been a while, but I'm back now. We the kings around outside of town. Just pick up a pen and write it down. It's the faster way to make money now. Be yourself and do you. You can learn new things that you never knew. Refer me as teacher of the day,
Mr. Substitute.
You got it, you got it, you had it, you lost. Like, where did it go? Like Nemo, lost treasure. Got the map of gold, ain't talking about treasure island. You can go anywhere, that's your mind going. Yeah, it's mind blowing, yeah, it's mind blowing. Yeah, I'm being myself when it's rhyme flowing. So who's you when it's time?
Be yourself, be yourself. All you gotta do is be yourself. I ain't tryna be like you or nobody else. But man, all you gotta do is be yourself.
Do you, so do you.
Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
so do you.
Do you,
do you,
so do you.
So do you is the
first thing that I say to my opponent. Cause if I step up on the track, then you know that I own it. I'ma be myself and be myself into the end. Why you trying to do you? Trying to follow the trend just to win. But it ain't working, try something new. Family comes first, that's a true picture that I drew.
Now let me slow it down,
let it sink into your head. One ear out the other so you won't be getting fed.
I know you hungry.
May fakers vacate the jobs the way I do them seeds. Yeah, bruh, that's my responsibility. Yeah, bruh, that's my responsibility. It'll take you and your whole team just to deal with me.
Be yourself, be yourself. All you gotta do is be yourself. I ain't tryna be like you or nobody else. But man, all you gotta do is be yourself.
Do you, subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Subdue you,
do you,
do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
do you,
subdue you.
Do you,
subdue you.
Felt that's real. Outside of like social norms and what society expects, what are some maybe familial restrictions that y'all find yourself fighting against? Like, what are some expectations that your family might have on you that you feel like that's not fair to feel like I have to live up to that?
I have some. I live with two sisters, well, one sister and a mother, and I feel like I have so many eyes watching me, even though like two other people live in the house, taking out the trash, doing the dishes, cleaning. And I feel like I'm the only one that's doing that or expected to do that. It doesn't matter who you are, girl or boy. We all got limbs. We can do it. We can take turns or do something. No one should. I shouldn't have to, you know, leave the house for 6 hours a day, come back home. The trash is still there. The dishes are still there. And I don't like the fact that, I know it's like known that the men always take for the trash or does like the big jobs like that, but I'm scrawny like that. I can't be sending you all that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Shoot, I was not expecting that. My fault. Felt that's real. Yeah, I heard the man. He's scrawny. I feel you know how to real talk.
I feel like that's very real because in my household, there is only, well, both people work, but there's only one that goes out and works, and then everybody just expects them to do everything, and then it just causes a lot of conflict. So, and him being the only male in the house, when you put yourself in his shoes, you should understand, oh, he's not always gonna have to do this, do that, do that, you know.
And this is kind of getting into gender roles. How do y'all feel about gender roles?
I don't like them at all.
I feel like they're
I really be too, honest. I really be honest.
I really hate the 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the 50-50.
I feel like females have, well, females and males to a certain extent, but females have such a huge expectation on how men should come at them. And I feel like a lot of the times women are not really at the level at which they want the man to be. Like, for example, if a man doesn't have a car, but the girl don't have a car, the girl would get mad and be like, oh, he don't got a car. He can't handle me. He can't, da 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 da. But baby, you don't have a car either.
You broke.
So what are you doing? And then the huge, I feel like 16-year-olds feel like their boyfriends should have $50,000 in the bank. Just everything. I feel like these kids are just seeing what the media portrays and feel like they should have that too. Like, not you're young, you should be worried about school, not your boyfriend giving you these expensive gifts and you moving in. And I don't know, it's just weird. And then as far as men, I feel like a lot of men have portrayals on how they feel like a woman should come. Like, for example, they want a slim, thick girl, but then whole time they big.
Very unfit. That's a big one.
We too real. We a little too real, but okay, I like it.
Or say they want their woman to smell good when they don't even know how to take care of their hygiene. It's just a lot of different things that, you know, we have these expectations, but we don't live up to our own expectations that we want other people to have.
I think one thing, when it comes to gender roles and expectations about a certain partner, in everything I do, I imply become what you want. If you want a certain thing, do you have that quality within you, or do you have a quality that attracts that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we should really focus on is, you know, if you just want this thing, but you're not willing to imply that within your own life, then you're just leaning upon something outside of yourself to fulfill a certain desire or fulfill a certain vision for yourself. But it's not even for yourself. You're just riding somebody else's coattails or using somebody else's energy or qualities to uplift you. And I mean, you can look around all over the different types of relationships and you can see which ones are a coherent relationship and which one is one person or both people just using each other just for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And relationships should not just be used for entertainment or shouldn't be anything as a tool. You know, they can help you be a better person and you can help other people be a better people as well through relationships. But at the same time, I shouldn't have to rely on a certain party outside of myself for my own benefit and my own comfort.
Right.
And I feel like that happens a lot, especially when it comes to these gender roles. So it's like, I need you to just do this for me and then, you know, I'm fine. But I feel like in certain cases that can get taken advantage of. Anyway, I'm just using you to get these things done that I don't want to do, but I know you'll do it for me.
So.
For real.
Yeah, that's right. I think like with anything, if you want a healthy relationship, then you gotta start with pure intentions. And like whether you're a woman, man, or anything in between, I think if you expecting something of somebody, you should be able to provide that, or at the very least, you should be able to articulate why you're deserving. Like I know a lot of people kind of get triggered at the idea of bringing stuff to the table, and that's not just limited to money. That's me asking, what are the pros of dating you? Like, if you can tell me what you want out of a relationship, I feel like you should also be able to tell me what you give to a relationship. You know what I'm saying? What makes you worth all of these things that you asking for? So if you got super high standards, but you up there with what you can bring to a relationship as well, then, you know, I don't particularly see no problem with that. But yeah, like at the very least, you can't be punching upward. Like you gotta be able to at least bring as much as what you asking for. And I think that's real. As far as gender roles, some gender roles I don't know if a fan is the right word to say. Some gender roles I'm okay with, is what I'm trying to say. So like how they push the role of the protector on the man, I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? If something jumped off in my house, I would rather be the one expected to do something than,
nah, baby, you know what I'm saying? Got it.
You feel me? Hi, look, it's a robber in the house, and I'm telling my wife to go downstairs and see what's up. Like, you like, wait, no, I wanna be the one to do that. But certain gender roles I do feel like is a little weird, you know what I'm saying? It's a little weird. But they do all stem from like the hunter-gatherer way of life or whatever, where the man went out and did the hunting, all the dirty work or whatever, and the woman took care of what was at home or in your teepee or whatever, however you was living.
Yeah, we got to a point where we evolved past that, like, we don't have to live for survival anymore.
Facts.
Which now gives us the opportunity for men to go outside of certain roles that have stemmed from that way of living. One big role I see in men now is being the ability to be vulnerable, which is a huge stigma against men, a huge stigma against masculinity in general, is the ability to be vulnerable, the ability to be transparent with people, not just like super emotional all the time, but the ability to express emotion without having, you know, any pushback.
And you know, a really big one is
tripping.
The stigma of men not needing to show emotions, which I think is very unhealthy, actually, because saying that you don't want a boyfriend or a man in general who cries is not only toxic, but that's taking away somebody's feelings. You're saying you don't want your partner to feel, which is
unhealthy.
Very, very.
It's crazy.
That's the word I was looking for. Unhealthy.
Yeah. I'm confused about something. when you mentioned like guys like not just choosing to not be emotionless, when yes, they like girls they would say they don't want a guy who cries or a guy who like who's too affectionate or too clingy. When the girl acts that way, they expect us to go along with the plan, go along with the what you want. But you know, I try to reciprocate those feelings back. But some people, they call it gay, they call it weird, they call it too feminine, they call it too weird. I'm trying to figure out.
I feel like
what
a part
side
of that
you
is
want.
Insecurity
and like they just haven't had education.
Yeah,
a lot of people come from homes where that's just a normal thing, and they grew up thinking that, and that's their perspective of how men should behave. I feel like it's the difference between men who haven't learned how to feel emotions and men who intentionally just don't do it and are nonchalant.
Yeah, Brandon brought up earlier the question of stigmas within the family, and that's one big stigma within my family is the ability to show emotion, the ability to cry openly, and just being transparent in general. I think that's one thing that I brought to the table within my family and within my friend group a lot more than people before me, people prior, because we have this preconceived notion, stick your chest out and just fight through it, don't say a word, don't show that emotion. And you know, that's very, very toxic, and you can see that reflected on the world around us. I mean, you can see it through the violence, you can see it through the war, you can see it through a lot of hardship. It's because we're not willing to express how we truly feel and allow that emotion to come out. Obviously, there's a balanced way to do it instead of just, you know, just throwing all that emotion out there and leading only purely by emotion. You know, that can be as dangerous as just leading with logic. But yeah, that's a problem that I've just seen for a while.
I feel like in general, there are too many expectations from both genders. I feel like
people in general.
I feel like women expect too much from men. Men expect too much from women. And I feel like we all need to realize that people are people. People are going to be people. And there are certain things that you can't expect if you're not even bringing it out of yourself or providing it out of yourself, which I feel like that's very entitled, because you're not opening yourself up enough to change yourself or learn from your own mistakes, but you're expecting somebody else to just from the jump provide what you expect them to provide.
What I have to say to add on to yours and to yours, one, like I get that people in some house, every house is different, man. I'm just saying, don't flick the same rules you learn onto me, because everyone else is different. Everyone chooses to live their life the way they choose to be. And secondly, I agree with you. You know, if you don't have your own expectations, you have other people 100 on yourself, you shouldn't expect it from the second person outside of you. You know, it's just, it doesn't seem right. It makes it seem kind of fake.
Story Stitches is supported in part by the Lewis Prize for Music 2021 Accelerator Award. The mission of the Lewis Prize is to partner with leaders who create positive change by investing in young people through music. Additional support for Stitchcast Studio and Story Stitches programs is provided by Missouri Department of Economic Development Youth Opportunities Program, the Arts and Education Council, and powered by Ameren Corp and Tegna Foundation. St. Louis Story Stitcher Studio, the center is supported in part by Kranzberg Arts Foundation as a resident organization. Thank you for listening.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitches, Story Stitches, Story Stitches, Story Stitches, Story Stitches.